Bill Cressy is the professor of fraud that you heard earlier today on WGN, if you were up between 5 and 6 with our Steve Grzanich. Bill, jump into this conversation. What did you want to say about all of that?
Okay. Schools can pretty much, as you've been pointing out, make the criteria for, you know, putting together their student body. The problem here was the schools would put together their criteria, and then this elaborate plot would get these kids in where they would appear to fit the criteria, but in fact it was all just a big fraud.
And that's what you study, fraud. You call yourself Professor Fraud, right?
I have trademarked the name, yes.
Okay, but then what do you think that the universities, which are saying we didn't know anything about this, what's your guess about that?
Well, clearly some people at the university knew about it, and this is mostly the coaches and some folks in the athletic departments at the schools, because the guy who seems to be the mastermind of this, again, everything is alleged, Rick Singer, he was a, you know, independent college admissions counselor. And he started doing that about 12, 13 years ago. Then about 6 years ago is apparently when he came upon this scheme, where he realized that schools have a couple of exceptions to the usual way of admitting students. One is they would have designated slots for admission for particularly good athletes. So, of course, the football team would get a number and the basketball team, but those would be too obvious. So he went towards these minor sports, crew, water polo, and then approached those coaches, knowing that these coaches aren't getting paid anything near where the head football coach would be getting paid, and say, you know, hey, how would you like to make a couple of $100,000? We'll send you somebody. We'll send you an application for a student, and you designate that student as a recruited student for the crew, for the sailing team, for the water polo team, for the tennis team.
Yeah.
And tennis was one of the big ones, because he also had working on this scheme a couple of guys who ran a tennis facility in Southern California, who would then say, oh yes, this person, this young, you know, man or woman is a, you know, accomplished tennis player. And they would put together, you know, this portfolio, including, you know, sometimes photoshopped photos, sometimes stock photos of other young people.
I understand that, but it still makes you wonder, doesn't it, Bill, how they got away with it? I mean, because even then, while it's not a high profile sport, wouldn't the other kids on the tennis team and their parents go, that kid can't play at this level? Something's fishy here.
The student would never play. They would come up, this is kind of reading between the lines of the indictment. They would say, oh, they got injured, but they're admitted now, and they quit the team. They can't force them to play. They weren't scholarship athletes. They were just admitted. So as long as the parents paid the tuition, they were admitted. They, you know, they stay in the school.
What do you think of this for a penalty? Carol, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? You're on the air.
I was just going to mention that the stars, the movie stars or screen stars that have been accused of paying money to get their kids into those schools, that in fact they should then be fined to find kids that have legitimately passed the test to get in, and then they have to pay a four-year tuition for them.
Somebody else said this. Bill, thank you, Carol. Bill, you're on WGN. What was your thought?
Yeah, my thought was kind of like the same as the last caller there. My theory is the two film stars or whatever they are that they're really after now, and the rest of my opinion is that take the kids that are in, they're still in school, put them on an independent testing program somewhere.
Yeah.
See if they pass the test, the same kind of test you'd have to do or whatever you do to enter college at the beginning.
Right, and if you don't, you're out.
You don't pass the test. You're out.
Okay, hold on a second, Bill. Thank you for the call. Bill, I got just a minute. What's your reaction to all of that?
I think that will probably happen in the lawsuits because, again, they were the parents were charged with mail fraud, and there can be hefty fines along with prison terms for that. All of the folks central to the scheme, the indictments call for getting back all of the money, millions of dollars that were paid, including they even want to forfeit their personal homes and things like that. One of the real sad things about this whole story is the way that they've exploited the ability to that the students who have learning difficulties are allowed to take the standardized tests privately with a proctor and give extended time. Well, they would send these students to professionals who would say that they have learning difficulties so that they could get that situation where they would take the test privately by a proctor that got paid off, and then they would change the answers on the questions so that they ended up with better scores than they deserved.
This all sounds so shameless. It's not just a little ironic that William H. Macy's show is that, and he's shameless in that, too. I'm out of time, but let's visit again down the road, maybe this week or next, as this story continues to develop, Professor Fraud.
Sounds good, John.
Yeah, thanks for your time. It's